Broadcasting live from CenturyLink Field, where, gosh, less than 5 hours from now, the Seahawks and the Minnesota Vikings will kick it off for Monday Night Football. I'm going to do the Dory Monson show until 2 o'clock this afternoon. And then at 2, we will transition into Seahawks pregame coverage for what is a hugely important game for the Seahawks coming up tonight. We've got a lot of news to talk about between now and then, including last night, 60 Minutes did a story from Seattle. And it was just really amazing to watch. They were talking about how rent is obscene in Seattle and the issues that have forced people to live in tents all around our region. And they profiled three people primarily. One was, three families. One was a couple named Josiah and Trisha Wood. They have this adorable little boy who was just about to turn 3 years old. And they sleep in a tent with the little boy between mom and dad so that their body heat can help keep their little boy warm. And they admitted that Josiah and Trisha, they both have drug problems in the past. He with meth and she with heroin. But they claim to 60 Minutes that they are clean now.
We don't want our son here. We don't want to be here. But as of right now, this is the safest place for us.
Absolutely.
Because we know the people, we know the rules, and
our family gets to stay together.
And our family stays together.
Okay, so living in a tent is the safest place, they say, that they have to work to find showers.
We go to a downtown place called Urban Rest Stop for a shower and laundry.
How far away is that?
From here, that's a 45-minute.
45-minute bus ride.
Yes.
You take a 45-minute bus ride in order to go take a shower.
Just to go take a shower.
And then wait maybe for 45 minutes to an hour and a half to take that shower.
And then they told Anderson Cooper in 60 Minutes that they didn't think they would ever be homeless.
We never thought we'd
be there.
Until something hits you so hard that it just sweeps your feet out from underneath you completely, you can't prepare for it.
Okay, a comment on that. They seem like a nice couple, but when meth and heroin take over your lives, then homelessness is often a consequence of the drug addiction. And now they say that they used to think it was just about getting a job.
I used to be one of those people that thought that if anyone was homeless, they just needed to go get a job. That would solve their homeless problems.
How would you answer that question now? Why can't they just get a job?
Oh, my goodness. Maybe they have a job.
Okay. And, in fact, he says that he makes $19.50 an hour at his job, which raises the question. If you are clean, you're not using drugs, you've been making $19.50 an hour and living in a tent for the last year and a half, and you want what's best for your little two-year-old boy, you should have been able to save a little money. Because living in a tent, you have no housing expenses. And there are all kinds of services that are available. The city makes services incredibly available for the people who are out on the streets. And if you're clean and you want to turn your life around, you certainly have lots of options. And the wife, Trisha Wood, she said they just need an opportunity.
We have absolutely made mistakes in our lives, but that doesn't mean that we don't deserve to raise our family in a house that we can afford. We are more than willing to pay for it. We just need someone to give us a chance to do it.
Okay. My next point. Why do you live in Seattle? If you say that your goal is to have a house you can afford, this is, along with San Francisco, this is the most unaffordable housing market in the country. So if you want your three-year-old boy to not have to sleep in a tent on these coming cold winter nights, sandwiched between mom and dad, and you are clean and sober, as they told 60 Minutes, and you do have, I mean, they both seem articulate. If they're clean and sober, there are jobs out there. We have the lowest unemployment. What is known by economists as full employment in America today. There are jobs out there. Why stay in Seattle, where the housing is the most expensive, instead of going anywhere else in the country with your little boy, where you could get a house on the $1,950 an hour that Josiah says that he's making? And Anderson Cooper talked about this couple.
Drug addiction is what led the Woods to become homeless. For Josiah, it was meth. For Tricia, heroin. They were living in Alaska at the time. Josiah's parents took care of Ethan while they both got treatment. Tricia came to Seattle for rehab and afterwards decided it was a good city for a fresh start. They say they haven't used drugs in nearly 2 years, but it's been hard to find housing.
Okay, but if you have parents who are willing to take care of your little boy in Alaska, where housing is a tiny fraction of what it is in Seattle, why wouldn't you go back to Alaska? They say they want to stay here because they like it here. But don't you love your little boy? And if other parts of the country would allow you to not sleep in a tent on winter nights with your adorable 3-year-old boy, why wouldn't you make that choice to go elsewhere, work, be able to afford an apartment, maybe even a house? But this is a bad place with the housing dynamics to get a job. There's a lot that was so wrong with this 60-minute story. Let me take a quick time out, and I want to continue to go through these sound bites because there are a lot of questions that I wish Anderson Cooper had asked. And I'll explain as the Dory Monson Show rolls on. Back at CenturyLink Field. We'll shift into Seahawks pregame coverage at 2 o'clock this afternoon, but we have a lot of news to talk about between now and then, including I've been running down this 60 Minutes piece on homelessness in Seattle from last night. Anderson Cooper was profiling people who are sleeping in tents around here. And this is one that made no sense to me at all. Emily Broyle, she is a postal worker, delivers mail, has been doing that for 5 years, and she sleeps in a tent here in the Seattle area, and she told 60 Minutes why.
Emily Broyle also lives in Seattle. She's been delivering mail for the U.S. Postal Service for nearly 5 years.
Hey, Larry.
In her uniform, you'd never know she, too, is unsheltered. She lives in a rickety old RV parked by the side of the road, which meets the government's definition of homelessness.
Why are you living in an RV?
Because rent is obscene here. I can't afford it. I just think I'm working my butt off, and I don't want to just spend all of my money paycheck to paycheck just to survive.
Given the work you do, I think most people would think, well, that's a job that one can live off.
Yeah. I think a lot of people are shocked when they find out that I work full time.
And what's the solution here?
Affordable housing. Build it. Quit selling out to developers.
Okay. I got lots of stuff to say about this. So I looked up the average pay for a U.S. postal worker. With 5 years experience, and that's how long she's been doing this, the average pay is $58,000 a year. Now, there's no reason, if you're making $58,000 a year, that you have to live in a tent. And again, when she says the problem is rent is obscene here, the Postal Service will work with its carriers. If you want to transfer to another part of the country, they'll work with you on that. And almost any transfer would take you to a place with lower rent. So that's what was so frustrating. Anderson Cooper did not ask her, how in the world can you be homeless if you're making $58,000 a year? That's what I want an answer to, because these stories just didn't make sense. They introduced us to a guy named Jeff Gold, who's also homeless.
Jeff Gold was unable to pay the rent on his apartment and was evicted nearly 6 years ago. When we met him in August, he just started a new job as a database coordinator. He was 58 years old and a graduate of the University of Illinois. This is where Jeff was sleeping, beside a church on a sheet of cardboard. Each morning, he gathered his few possessions, stuffed them in a plastic bag, and stored them in a friend's truck. Then he headed for work at the Environmental Protection Agency.
Okay, so this guy got a government job with the EPA, data input guy, and Anderson Cooper talked to him about drinking.
During our interview, Jeff smelled of liquor, and by his bed there were empty bottles of vodka. A step up, he says, from the alcohol he normally would buy with food stamps.
How do you get alcohol with food stamps?
Cooking sherry.
You can get cooking sherry.
It's the only alcohol you can buy on food stamps.
Do you think you have an addiction issue with alcohol?
Oh, I'm definitely an alcoholic.
Have you tried to stop? Or do you want to stop?
No. For me, I pretty much have it under control in the sense that, like I say, I get to work every morning.
I mean, you're sleeping outside on rocks with your possessions in a bag. So it's not all under control.
I'm moving forward. You know? Okay. I got paid a couple days ago.
Okay. So unfortunately, this guy has made it a choice. He doesn't want help because help's out there. They will guide you. These compass teams that are out there, they will take you and we, the taxpayers, will pay for help. But this guy didn't want help. And you know, Anderson Cooper said he stank of alcohol when they interviewed him. And then an update on Jeff.
Last we heard from Jeff Gold, he had been fired from his job at the EPA because of poor attendance.
Whew. You know how tough it is to get fired from a government job? But he just didn't show up. Now, is that some damning indictment of Seattle? And that we don't do enough? Because here's the subtext with all the people they talk to. You and I, the taxpayers, aren't giving enough tax dollars. And everybody's solution is, well, let's just build more and more low-income housing for the couple that has family in Alaska but doesn't want to go back to Alaska where housing is much cheaper and there's a parent who would take care of their little boy. For the postal worker who makes $58,000 a year and claims she cannot make ends meet. For Jeff, the government worker for the EPA, who got fired because of poor attendance and who was drinking so much he couldn't even be sober for his 60 Minutes interview. And I'll tell you, the one thing they got right was Mayor Jenny Durkan looked like a clueless fool. And I'll get to that audio a little bit later as well. I'd love to hear your thoughts. You can text me at 98973. More from CenturyLink Field, the Dory Monson Show.